We become more aware with every day that we do not control many things in the world. And what we do not become aware of is that patterns are being acted out, but they are not patterns that we can see. Now, in your own personal life, you have probably had an opportunity to look back on a period of your life and understand it from today when you could not understand it in the day that it was happening. So that is the only thing we can think of to help you compare what we are talking about, because there are planetary cycles going on. There are imbalances that are being, what would we say, highlighted so that they can be rebalanced again. And while we like to be able to do something important in the moment, very often we cannot. What we can do, of course, is continue to put the kind of energy into the world that will actually help the world rebalance. We can contribute energy to a pattern. We can contribute kindness to everyone and everything around us. And we can do that and still not understand how very powerful that is. We tend to see power as it is used in corruption, as it is used in greed, as it is used as many of the strong negatives. We look at that and we see power in that. But the power in what we are talking about is very difficult to see in the moment of its existence. When you are going through your day, you have no idea what a kind word to someone you do not know may mean. You simply cannot see it. An act of generosity. You cannot see how that moves out into the world. And with yourself, when you decide to extend kindness to yourself, you have no idea how that encourages your growth, how it opens your heart, how it allows you to expand, because in the moment when it is happening, you cannot see the outcome. And so when we are in this very troublesome time, we would like you to remember your own power. And remember that the power that is going to change things, to make things readjust and be as they should be, is not any of the evil that you are seeing. It is the kindness that you are exercising. So every kind thought that you have, and let us begin with yourself, because that is the place where we want you to know the power and the importance. Here is a thing. You are who makes you happy. It is you. It is you who makes yourself respected. It is ultimately you who makes yourself loved. Those words are very simple, but the practice of doing that is more powerful than you will ever know. And you may not see it in the moment, but a kindness to yourself is still a kindness that resonates in the energy of the world around you. It is as important as a kindness to someone else, because it is the energy of kindness that changes the world. Now, many of you have been taught to skip yourself in this kind of movement in the world. You may even have found yourself believing that kindness to yourself does not matter. If you have ever even had that thought, You must know that that is a lie. Kindness to yourself may be one of the most powerful things you ever learn to do. Why? Because it changes the energy that you carry. And it also makes you safe. This is another thing that is coming up now, revealing itself to us. You see, if your first thought in the morning is that you know that you are honorable and that your intentions are good, and that is how you are going to go through your day, knowing that, that is not going to be the same day as waking up and saying, oh, I am so wrong. I cannot get it all done. I cannot do it all right. I'm not really sure about who I am. Even if in a day you did the same actions all day, they would not have the same power. But you cannot see that in the moment that you are in. You must have a different view, one that we have. Because when we look down and see that you have decided to love and respect who you are right now, we see the earth changing, the earth becoming better, finer, as it is supposed to be. When we see you skipping that, then we see you tired. We see you depressed. We see you being uncertain about your next steps. And that is not a happy thing to be viewed from above. So what we would like you to remember is that in the morning, pretend for a moment that you will give yourself all that you should ever have been given, that you will take it upon yourself to know who you are, not to expect perfection, but to appreciate wholeheartedly your intention, what you want not only for yourself, but for the people in your life that you love, that you are going to respect whatever step you take in your day with a right intention and a heart full of kindness, because whatever that step is, it is the right step. And if you have found it through what you give yourself, then you have found it the right way. As we send energy to you, and we do, to accept that you are loved and known and supported, and to make that a part of your knowing about your life, that there is love for you, respect for you, knowledge of you, and you are willing to receive that, and then you are willing to acknowledge that you deserve that, and you are willing to give to yourself all the things that you may not have been given. This is how you build power in the light, because it is what you carry that affects everything that you do. The thought that says, I am upset, but I will release the upset. It is human to be upset. I will not judge it. I will look for the light, in if it is available here. If it is not, I will look somewhere else, because the light in me deserves that. When you can do that with your day and with your life, then you are building a power that you may never even have understood before. We understand it, and it is time now for you to understand it. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And let your breath restore you. so that where you breathe, you love. Feel the sun above you, bright and powerful. And open to that sun and let the golden light flow into your crown. And let the sun open your crown and let you see that you deserve more and that you always have. And feel the light of the universe opening your crown so that you may know more every day how truly valuable and deserving you are. Feel the light of the sun flow into your third eye. And let the sun open your third eye. And feel how much you know. And how strong your ability to intuit is becoming. And feel how peaceful it is to know without questioning. Feel the sun's light flow into your throat. And move all communication that has doubt or shame or judgment on it. Feel all of that moved out of your body and out of your energy field. So for this moment, there is your communication center and the sun. And let the sun teach you how to speak to yourself with power and with light. And feel the energy of the sun flow into your heart. And any place that was in doubt or shadow in your heart, let it wake up and take in the energy of the sun. And feel the heart happy in the love that is given to it and the power that is given to it to change anything that is unhappy. Feel the energy of the sun flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the sun shine in your solar plexus and remove all emotions that do not serve you, that turn against you, that inhibit your growth. For this moment, feel all of those gone and feel the sun in your solar plexus, alive and powerful and true. And feel the sun's energy flow down through your body and into the second center. and let the sun's light move out all old patterns of judgment, of shame, of lack. Feel all of those for this moment gone. And in the second center, there is the sun. And feel the sun restoring the flow of the second center that purifies without judgment, that cleanses without shame, that restores you every moment of your life. And feel the sun's energy flow through your body and into the root. And feel the sun in your root displacing doubt about your worthiness, your power to create, how right it is to be who you are in the world as you are now. And for one moment in the root, there is the sun. The sun that restores and creates and makes you strong. And let the sun's light fill your body, warm you, and heal you, and restore you. And feel the universe sending you its light and love and understanding. Bring your attention into your heart center and see that a gift has been left for you in the center of the sun. Rest your mind. Know the gift. Now begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.